Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm so glad that I'm doing this. I'm so proud of what I'm doing. I've got a daughter. Melissa has a daughter, you know, showing them what we can do. But, you know, really make sure that this is what you want and have that pride.
And your advice to those who want to go on their own?
My advice would actually be don't think or read too much. Just start doing. I think that all the entrepreneurs that we know and have met in this business, they get things done. And that's the ticket. You can learn as you go. You can read as you go. And you're going to have to continually educate yourself. But nothing can take the place of actually doing what you say you're going to do.
And never take no for an answer. Don't, as many times as a retailer or distributor says no, you just keep going back.
Melissa, when we spoke 4 years ago, you had one or two products, as I recall, right?
We had one product at that time that we were making and bottling ourselves in a commercial kitchen in New Jersey. And when we spoke, I was returning from a trip to Rochester, my first visit to our co-packer, who now make all of our products for us.
So you have grown steadily over 4 years.
That's right.
What has been the secret to that growth? Once you've established a good product, and I think you had it in a few stores, you're getting in some stores. So what's been the secret to the growth after you made the initial start?
I think the most important thing is, like you said, a good product. Secondly, I think Laura and I have complementing personalities. So we have strengths on different ends of the spectrum. She oversees day-to-day operations, putting things together, and then I oversee more of the big picture stuff, and I have less strength in detail-oriented things. So complementing each other in that way is really helpful, and also a willingness to work very, very hard.
Right. Tell me about it. How do you both do this full-time? Did you have full-time jobs? Did you left to pursue this, or what?
I was transitioning out of a full-time job. I was working in Wall Street. So, and now, yes, we absolutely do it full-time and then some. Yeah.
So who came up with the idea of beet and basil sauce, just as an example?
It was my husband, actually, yeah. Because our whole mission is to bring pride, joy, and inspiration back to ready-to-cook pantry staples. So when we look at these products in the grocery store, we see some, you know, see them having become stagnant and stale. I especially saw that within the pesto set. You can't very well put an herb in oil for a long period of time and have it be as fragrant and as fresh on the other side when you open it back up. So we were just thinking of ways that we could make a pesto that would kind of bump it up and make it taste better when you open the jar back up.
You know what I can see, pardon me, this I'm just guessing is a secret to your success, as I just listened to you talk about your product. You discuss it in a way that shows how much you care about it. And I hear a lot of people launch into, we've done stories on this, their product spiel, and you sort of lose track of what they're saying because they're reciting it. But when you said pride, product, and what was it that, whatever you said, you meant it. What was that?
Pride, joy, and inspiration.
Pride, joy, and inspiration.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That's what you wanted to sell.
Yeah. So when I started this company, I was an agent for fashion photographers in New York City. Life was very busy, and I was having trouble finding these ready-to-cook staples that were delicious, that were versatile, that could help me in the kitchen, and didn't sort of serve this condemnation for not cooking from scratch, that you could take the shortcut and not feel bad about it. So I was having trouble finding products that had all of that in one, And so that was the inspiration for our product line. And then our first classic red tomato sauce, that is Laura's father's recipe that he cooked up at his restaurant in New Jersey for decades, and people used to line up around the block for it, and I was using it in everything, and I was like, does everyone use tomato sauce in, like, every dinner they make? So we were like, we got to get this out there. This will help people.
You saw that big consumer product companies were then kind of talking down to people?
Yeah.
That's tough to spot, but yeah, I guess that's right.
There's a real brand centricity there, in that it's about someone else's grandma's recipe. It's about the old country, specifically in pasta sauces. It's about, maximizing profits, and that all leads to really dreary brands that don't deliver good product. So on the flip side of the coin, we are conversely consumer-centric. So we're delivering stuff that's of good quality that doesn't deliver that message. It's about us. It's about our consumers.
Because it's your grandpa's.
It's my dad's.
Oh, your dad's.
It's my dad's recipe, yep.
And he made it where? From his garden?
Growing up, my family had an Italian-American restaurant in Jersey City, and this is the sauce that he made at that restaurant.
Wow.
And for years, we kept telling him that he should put it into a jar, and he never wanted to take on the endeavor. So Melissa and I decided, why
we'll
not?
Yeah.
We'll do it.
With his blessing, of course.
And his help and his guidance, yeah. Yes.
Wow. So did he, is he still here?
He's still with us,
yeah. And now he knows you were right.
Yes. Yes, and we pay a little homage to him. His name is on the jar. And he checks and he makes sure.
How did you both get invited or accepted to the Chobani Incubator for Fast-Growing New Food Businesses? How did that happen?
Sure. So we had launched the three SKUs, professionally packed with our co-packer, maybe like 8 months before, and then my daughter was born, like, I don't know, a month later. So we were going pretty hardcore, and we'd had some successes. But that summer of 2016, I was just having this day of just kind of didn't know where to start. I was feeling a little downtrodden, hadn't had any wins. Lately, I'm a little addicted to, like, wins. If I don't have one for a while, I'm like,
oh. I caught the word, yeah.
So I was just like, all right, let me just tinker around the internet and try to find, like, some inspiration. So I found the incubator had just launched, just started accepting applications, put my application in, forgot about it, didn't tell Laura, didn't tell my husband, and then we got some callbacks, did some diligence with them, and were offered a spot. And we're really proud of it because it was harder to get into that than it was to get into Harvard. And we learned such an incredible amount from the incubator and the Chobani family. Hamdi himself was involved, and we would spend 1 week out of every month at a Chobani facility. Each week was dedicated to a theme. You know, it might be sales and marketing, it might be quality and product. We got to go out to the plant in Twin Falls, Idaho, and to upstate New York to their original plant up there, as well as the SoHo offices.
How did they say to take pride or to sustain it? Tell me what they said about sustaining pride in your product.
It's about caring about your product, and it's about caring about your customer.
Right.
You know, Hamdi wanted to make good food available. You know, there was no Greek yogurt before he brought it to the market. So it's about making good quality food accessible to all.
And it comes through inanimate objects.
Yes.
Somehow.
Sure.
What did they tell you about marketing? What did you learn at Chobani about marketing?
Oh, marketing. Well, we have never really had a marketing budget, so we have bootstrapped that completely. And you know, what we're doing is working, but once we have money, digital marketing, even for food and in the retail setting, like the physical brick and mortar retail setting, is super powerful. You can use all these different apps to get on grocery lists or, you know, digital couponing is really important. And that's our target consumer is using those things and is engaging on their mobile devices while they're shopping. And something else that we've used.
Have you been onto these, you're using this digital marketing already?
We're looking towards doing that.
Looking toward it, getting it ready.
Yeah, because you really need to have a nice budget for that.
Right.
So what we've done on the flip side of the coin is just instant redeemable coupons that we put on our jars. And people really respond to those. They're big, they're obnoxious, they're bright, and people are naturally drawn to using them.
And they take it off at the register? Mm-hmm.
It's a tag.
It's instant gratification, which everybody loves.
Yeah.
Right. That's like a layman's version of Google AdWords.
Exactly.
Tracking people around the internet.
Sure. And we can order them in, a quantity of 1,000 instead of spending $50,000 on a, digital campaign with an app or something like that.
The sales jump as soon as you put those out?
Oh, yeah.
Was it 50 cents off usually?
We did $2.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And we're also marrying that marketing effort with a partnership with Heifer International. So our coupon's coming out soon. For every coupon redeemed, we will donate a chick to a mother in need in a developing country through Heifer International. And then we have another campaign coming soon where for every 300 coupons redeemed, Jargards will send a girl through school in a developing country. So I think that really appeals to our consumer as well, to be able to marry our marketing and our messaging and just our core values is really powerful.
That is so powerful. I even hesitate to ask a business question as a result of it. But in return for this, will they promote Jargards or give you their email list? How does this happen behind the scenes, these types of partnerships? What's the business win-win?
Well, it's a new relationship, so I'm not sure exactly where it will go, but the ability to use their assets that are really recognizable,
their logo.
Yeah.
Okay, their logo.
And, whatever we do on social media, they will retweet or engage with us, which helps us get the word out to their users as well. And then we'll see where the partnership goes.
Melissa, anything you've learned?
Starting a consumer packaged good business requires a lot of money. So we just surpassed $1 million in sales, which is awesome. And that's lifetime revenue. And we have raised over $300,000 from friends and family, as well as a $25,000 grant from Chobani. And we're just about to launch our raise on a platform called Seed Invest. So that'll be our next round of funding, and it'll fund our growth over the next couple years.
And you both did what a lot of people think about doing, leaving a job to go into your own business. What advice would you give to people who are thinking or dreaming of leaving a job to go into business?
Always follow your heart, always follow your passion, but try to be as educated as you can and know what you're getting yourselves into. As Melissa said, it's a lot of work, and I don't regret any second of it, any minute of it. I'm so glad that I'm doing this. I'm so proud of what I'm doing. I've got a daughter. Melissa has a daughter, showing them what we can do. But, really make sure that this is what you want and have that pride.
And your advice to those who want to go on their own?
My advice would actually be don't think or read too much. Just start doing. I think that all the entrepreneurs that we know and have met in this business, they get things done. And that's the ticket. You can learn as you go. You can read as you go. And you're going to have to continually educate yourself. But nothing can take the place of actually doing what you say you're going to do.
And never take no for an answer. Don't, as many times as a retailer or a distributor says no, you just keep going back.
I've changed the sauce, or here's a new line. Go back with whatever, right?
You'll always be fine-tuning your message and getting it to a point where you feel like it's punchy, but you're still delivering the right message of who you are. And the more you deliver that, the more it's going to proliferate, and the more you're going to sell, and the more you're going to have interest from new retailers and distributors.
What a wonderful story about how this product and relatives and family have benefited in a growth out of a pizza shop in Jersey City, did you say?
An Italian restaurant.
An Italian restaurant. I mean, This is the American dream. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. This is just great.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.